Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well, hello, my friends. Welcome to the special edition Cryptid Log. Me and the furry crew are in Russia. And yes, it is a bit nippy. If you didn't know, we came here to investigate the legend of the Baba Yaga. There are two episodes already uploaded, and it would probably be a good idea to listen to them before continuing here. I'll wait here. You go listen. All caught up? Excellent. So, the Baba Yaga was kind enough to let us stay and ask some questions to clear up the confusion that is linked to the myth of the Yagster.
Who are you talking to? What is that whirligig machine?
This is a tape recorder. Our voices are saved onto this tape here, and I can play it for the Murthers when I get back to my time.
And they say I do weird magic. Continue.
Thank you. Folks, this has been a heck of a journey already, and the Madam Yaga has been nothing but kind.
So far.
And I will try not to do anything that will change that. Right, let me just get set up here and we'll be good to go. I'll just ask you some questions and feel free to answer or not. No pressure, nice and easy.
Okay, you may begin. Be good.
Well, okay then. Nice and easy ones to get us started. How do you prefer to be called? Madam Yaga? The Baba? Babs? The Yagster? Is it short for Babara Yagara?
Certainly not Babs. Baby Baba Yaga. You may call me Tara.
Tara. Cool name.
Yes. It is short for Tarantula.
Well, isn't that smashing? Okay, let's go with a biggie first, and then we can have a quick fire. What do you think?
We can try that, yes.
Okay, so before I got here, there was a lot of confusion about the Baba Yaga. About you, I should say. There was a lot of negative traits, but also some positive, ranging from, you know, eating babies, on the negative side, but also helping heroes to achieve their triumphant goal. Would you like to take the time to set the record straight? Get to the real Tara.
This is what you start with? My entire history? Not so, what's your favourite colour?
The reason I started with this one is that I thought it'd be good to get the big serious stuff done and then we can have a pew 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 round of questions, such as your favourite colour, to lighten the mood if needs be. What do you reckon?
I agree. That is best way round. Where to begin? Ahiva. It began long, long time ago. I was just little girl child. Quite happy and oblivious in the world of my family's farm and
borscht.
Day to day was mostly working fields, tilling the soil and planting the beetroot seeds for the
borscht.
In evening, I like to knit hats for chickens. It would get cold there. This was the life I was expecting to live. It was simple, but I was content. Some one day, everything changed. Out of cold blue sky, zooming round like small but powerful tornado. I was so stunned, I dropped my sack of beetroot seeds. But yet, I was not scared. My mother and father were also with me. I looked at them, expecting to see them slack-jawed, but no. They were looking at each other with a look of resignation on their faces. This worried me more than the mysterious figure in the sky. She landed on field, in the same mortar as you saw me in, the very same mortar. I was in awe. But again, not scared. This vision jumped over the side of the mortar and strode over to us. She looked at my parents, and my parents looked at her. Then I looked at my parents. Then I looked at her. There was a lot of looking. It hurt my neck. I was shorter. And then she spoke to them.
What did you say? What did you say?
Oh, sorry. I got caught up. Please continue.
She said only one sentence. She said, "It is time." All they did was nod to her, but they spoke to me. They told me that she was going to take me for a while, to give me a rest from all the work. I had worked so hard that I was well overdue for a holiday, and that she was a very old family friend. Not to worry. The thing is, I wasn't worried. Not in the slightest. Please do not misunderstand. My mother and father were very good people, and they looked after me with great heart. But there was something that happened when she showed up that I knew was my destiny. And it was. Of course, I found out I was chosen. Had been since I was born. She had visited my family on that night. You know, give them a heads up, so to speak. They knew the tradition. They were proud. I was the next in line to be the Baba Yaga, an ancient tradition. Pretty cool, huh?
Massively so. I guess she taught you by using a montage.
What?
Nothing. Silly joke that'll make sense after 1983. So you learned from her how to be a Baba Yaga.
That is correct. I learned the lore, the history, the powers I would have, the sheer amount of incredibly dumb heroes who had more heart than brains. Sheesh.
I have to ask. In my time, you were seen as either evil or good, not with really any in-between. Can you set the record straight?
The Baba Yaga is neither good nor evil. The Baba Yaga deals with situations in the appropriate manner. If you come to my door and you behave correctly, then you will receive help, and you will also receive
borscht.
If you show up carrying a sword and an attitude.
Understood.
Give me the quick fires.
Okay. So, Baba Yaga, what is your favorite color?
Beetroot, you silly boy.
And that's all we have time for this episode. If you are Russian and you are listening to this,
I'm so sorry.
Not that it was me doing the accent, it was the Baba Yaga. I think it was the tape that made it sound the way it did. But yes, that's your nice wee cryptid log episode. Thank you for listening. I appreciate you all for all that you do. Till next time, my friends. Slantcha. Your good health.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.